מדרש רבו, פרק י"ז, אויס ד'. אומר רבחה, בשור שבו הקדוש ברוך הוא לברויס עשו אודום, נמלך במלאכי השורס. אומר להם, נעשה אודום. רש"י says, he was נמלך במלאכי השורס, that's why it says לשון רבי, נעשה אודום. אומרו לוי, what's the teva, this, what's the nature of this human that you want to create? His wisdom is greater than yours. Here, Malach HaShores, that are able to say, Kodosh, 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 Malach HaLoretz Kvodai, and able to say, Boruch Kvod Hashem, Im Koimai. Odom's Chochma is greater than theirs. Hear this? Chochmosim Merubim Shalachem. Havil Ifneim, well, he wanted to prove it. Havil Ifneim is a behema of a chaya of a oif. Omer lahem, ze mashmoi. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought a behema and a chaya and a oif in front of the Malach HaShores and asked him, what's his name? Vlohoyu Yoidim. Haviron Lifnei Odom. He brought him Lifnei Odom. Omer loy, ze mashmoi, Omer, ze ashor, ze chamor, ze sus, ze gomo. That was, of course, we're talking about before Adam was created, so he couldn't have brought the animals in front of Adam yet. But it means that Adam had the koyach of saying what the names are. He said, "This is a shor, this is a chamor, this is a sus, this is a gomel." Now, Atam Hashimcho, what is your name? What is Adam Rishon's name? Omaloi, ani noel ikoi Adam. I should be called Adam. Shenivreisi mina Adama, because I was created from the earth. Ani mashmi Hashem es, what is my name? Omaloi, l'chod no'a likrois Adnus, l'shem Adnus, sh'ato odoin al kol b'riyo secho. Omar avache, ani Hashem, hu shmi. The posing Yishaya. Hu shmi sh'kor li odom orishin. This is my name which Odom Orishin called me. That's a medrash rabbi. Besides the astounding statement that Adam's chokhmah is greater than theirs, what is that chokhmah that's manifested in being able to call this one ashur, this achamar, this sus, this agomo? And it says Adam Rishon was able to understand the soidis of the bria of what went in, what soid goes into the creation of a shor, what soid goes into the creation of a chamor, there's all soidus habriya that are including the gematri of the name, or the roshetavis of the name, or the kavonas, the shape of the animal has kavonas, has to do with kavonas habriya. This a shor, this a chamor, he understood all of them, understood how the name fits into all the kavonas of the Borei Olam. In other words, he was able to understand the kavonas habriya. Malach HaShor is not able to understand the kavonas of the Borei Olam. They serve Hashem, but don't have the wisdom of understanding the yisod, source of all the creation. But Adam is able to do that. At least Adam Rishon was able to. So when they asked him, "What's your name?" So he said, "Ani noel ikoy Adam shenivreisi mino Adama." I'm called Odom, I was born from the, created from the earth, and Hashem should be called Adnus, Shato Odoin, I'll call Cholbi Yosecho. What does it mean that Odom is called Odom because he comes from the Adomo? What's the connection between the earth? Does that talk about the essence of an Odom that is created from Adomo? Odom is not that. Odom is. His chochm is meruba mishem lach ha-shor, so he should be called Adomo. How does the Adomo define what an Odom is? The pshat is, I believe it says this in the Maral. Adomo is a place where if you put a seed, the seed gives sprouts forth a tree. Adomo is a vehicle for bringing the potential out of a seed. There's no other place where you can put a seed and grow up into a tree except Adomo. So Just like the Adomo brings out Lepoyal, what is potential in him? That's what an Odom is. An Odom is Taka Chochmosa Merube Mishalachem. But he's an Odom because he can bring that Chochma out into this world. And if Reisim in Adoma, I am an Odom, I am able to take my Neshome, which has the Chochma in it, which is Merube Melech HaShoros, able to bring it out into this world, into the carrying out of a life which is based on that Neshome. That's through the way of Torah and Mitzvahs, that's what we do. We live a life, the physical world, which is an expression of our Neshomas. That's why we're called Odom, Al Shem Adomo. We are able to bring out our Neshomas into the physical world. Like Earth brings out a seed into the physical world, we are able to bring the Neshomas, which is the seed of our lives, into this physical world, into activity, into behavior, into society that carries out Rotzon Hashem. That's the definition of an Odom. That's why an Odom is created. And that's a pshat in the Vusta Chazal in Shabbos that Odom Rishon, Moshe Rabbeinu argued to Malach HaShoras. Malach HaShoras said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why should you create Odom? Why should you create Odom who has no value? It's full of chatoim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, "Asher tnoi itcha l'ashamayim, Malach HaShoras, give your Torah to the Shamayim, give it to us." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Do you have Yetzahara for Loisinov, for Loisirtzach, Loisignaiv? Do you have these Yetzaharas? You don't have them. How can you be given the Torah? The Torah is a way of bringing the Ruchnias into the Gashmistika world, of overcoming evil, of bringing light where there's Astoras Panim, the Yetzahore, which blinds a person from Akor of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. The Torah tells him how to come to that Akor. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu won his debate with Malachim with that argument. The Malachim then gave him a matonet, says afterwards, after he won the debate. World of Beit Tess and Shabbos. So Pshat is, that is Odom. Odom is meant to live a Ruchnistika world in the Gashmistika world. Keep mitzvahs to learn Torah in this Gashmistika world. That's why he's an Adoma. He's able to bring out Ruchnias into his physical being. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called in the eyes of Odom? Adnus, Hashem, Adnus. Ato Odom Akobi Yasecho. In other words, Odom is Mekabel, the Malchus Shemayim, the Rebbeinu Shleilom. So the name, how Odom perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adnus, Hashem, Adnus. Ato Odom Akobi Yasecho. You're a master. That means that Odom subordinates himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master. That's the Hashem Adnus that we say constantly. We pronounce the Shem Yitke Vovke with Adnus. Because that's how we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Odin L'chol B'Yesecho. That's how you become an Adoma, recognizing Ato Odin L'chol B'Yesecho. That's what an Odom is. An Odom is a struggle to bring out his Ruchnius into Gashmis. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Kuf Tes. Daf Tzadik Tes. Amid Beis. Gemara says, Omar Belozo, Kol Odom Le'omul Nivro. A person is created for work. Nemar Ki Odom Le'omul Yulot. The Pesuk in Iyov. A person is created for hard work. From that pasuk, I still don't know. I don't know what kind of work is he created for. Is he supposed to do work with his body? Or is he supposed to do work with his mouth? And as the pasuk says, the end of the pasuk says, per nivro. Adain ani edeim lomo peroim lomo sicho. I still don't know if he's made for a mouth, working on his labor with his mouth. What kind of labor does he have to do with his mouth? Lomo teiro or lomo sicho? Does he have to learn teiro or does he have to have conversations? Does he talk? And here we see that a person is made l'omol Torah. Everybody is made for some kind of experience, some kind of adventure that he has to do in his lifetime, some kind of difficulties in his lifetime. Fortunate is a person that his difficulties are for learning Torah. The person whose difficulties are in learning Torah. Everybody's made for work, for hard work. Fortunate is the person that his omol is in divrei Torah. So what's this hava mina? The hava mina is we don't know if a person is made for melocha or a person is made for peh, made for work of his body or work of his mouth. We don't know if it's dvorim sicho, some speech, or it's made for Torah. What's this hava mina? We have to have rayas from the posik that he's made for Torah and not made for speech and not made for physical labor. Because an odom has to bring something out in the world. Now, an Odom is made to bring out his potential. Now, the potential could be to build cities, make inventions, right? Organize armies, conquer. Omo Melocha. A person can be made for physical prowess. He can be made to express his physical nature, show his power. Also a chokhmah to build cities, also a chokhmah to build factories and to build businesses and commerce and in the inventions that are built, that are constantly created. It's a tremendous chokhmah. A human being, one could think, is made for that. What could be greater than invention of electricity, fluorescent bulb, the other bulbs? What could be greater than that? Space travel or internet? Or email. What could be greater than these inventions? They transform the face of earth. They make life more comfortable, easier, overcomes time, space. It's a good havamina. If you take the anoche, if you start with the premise that Odom is made for Olam Hazeh, the tachlis of a person is just his physical existence, then he's made for Malocha. He's made to improve the world. That's what makes him happy. That's what makes him satisfied. Omo Melocha, to change the world. I would have a havamina for that. That he's made to increase his comforts, his pleasures. He's made to increase his wealth. That's what he's made for. Omo Melocha. And it says, no, a person is made for his mind. To bring out his mind into poel. Omol peh, speech is an expression of a person's mind. Speech means that you take a thought and express it into this world. The miracle of speech is the miracle of the ability to take an idea and to carry it out into words. That's what a person is made for, not for his physical existence, but for his intellectual life. Amal Sicho. I would have a Havamina that his Tachlis is Amal Sicho. Bring out his intellect into Lamaisa, not just inventions, ideas, poetry and literature, drama. That's the Tachlis of a person, is Amal Sicho. Bring ideas, emotions out to be able to express emotions, emotions of beauty. Bring all that out to Lamaisa. Also, that's a very noble endeavor, able to do that. That's the endeavor of all of literature, all of art, all of music. to bring feelings, aesthetic sensations out into the world, into the physical Bria, to clothe them in art and music and poetry. I would have a Havim, that's what a man is made for. Because the physical is not enough. A human is more than a physical. A human is a spiritual being. Tachlis is Sicho. Nein, the Teretz is none of this is true. All of these are just an echo of what really a person is made for. A person is made for Amal Torah, to bring out into this world the Torah, the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, to do his Rotzen and to discover what that Rotzen is, and then to carry it out into Lamaisa, to carry the Rotzen Hashem into Lamaisa. B'nai Shem writes a parasha in the Torah, Mile, Himalachem Kol Zohar, we carry it out. We have a Bris Mila. Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu was Oyved Hashem. And his thousands of years later, these children are Nimo, the Shmeina Yomim. They bring out Lamaisa, the Bepoyal of that idea of that Avedis Hashem of Avraham Avinu. They bring out Lepoyal with a Bris Mila, with a permanent mark on a body. That's the Tachlis. It's the Omol Torah. The Omol of Torah, of thinking the ideas of Torah have to be brought out into Lamaisa. All of these other reasons are good Havaminas. And that's why we have a tremendous satisfaction from other Omol. There's a satisfaction of seeing a cabinet built. A satisfaction of seeing a building built, or a tree being planted and having it grow, having a garden, is a satisfaction of the physical. Omol, any omol gives us satisfaction because it's an echo of what an Odom is. An Odom is Adomo, like we had in the Medrash Rabbah. A man is made to bring out his potential, to express what is a potential. His potential, the earth's potential, the world's potential. That's what Adam is made for. So he's satisfied. It gives him a tremendous sense of completion when he can be creative. And if he can be creative in ideas, it also gives him a satisfaction. That's the satisfaction of poetry and art and music. Expressing yourself. It's an echo of what an Odom is. You feel you're a human being when you do these things, when you create, when you write. You're human. You're bringing out your potential. You're an Adomo at that time. You're doing what an Odom was created to be. But the full satisfaction is a satisfaction of Torah, of knowing what Hashem wants from you and carrying it out into the Maase. That is the full satisfaction. That's what an Odom is made for. That's those are only havaminis, omol melocha or omol sicho, but the maskone is that you're made for omol teira. You're made for that's what a man is made for. Omol teira, omol teira means not just learn the omol of learning teira, but it means the omol of keeping teira, the omol of midas teivas, the omol of controlling your yetzahara. That omol is what a man is made for, and that gives a person the deepest satisfaction that there is. Emet neretz Yisrael. Who was Israel's most famous sculptor. And he became a Baal Tshuva. And after he became a Baal Tshuva, he stopped sculpting. The newspapers were saying the tragedy that this person became a Baal Tshuva and he stopped sculpting. They keep the Haredim are keeping him busy. They don't let him sculpt. I once talked to him about it. He said when he was sculpting, or painting, he was also a great painter. He said that he was looking to express his neshama into the world. And he says he made great paintings because he never succeeded. He just was struggling more and more to express the feelings that he had into the world. He made a nicer painting, a larger painting, different styles, till he struggled to be mitzi his internal self into the pale. But when he came about tshuva, he says, he became the painting. His life became the painting. He was expressing his neshama with his life, his daily life, the mitzvahs that he kept, waking up and saying Moedah Ani, and the relationship with other people, relationship with his wife, relationship with his children, he became the sculptor himself. He didn't need external feelings, external things to awaken in him that he's a human being. He was struggling to be a human being. But now that he keeps Torah mitzvahs, that's the greatest form of humanity that there is. Who needs anything else? A waste of time to sculpt. And that's not what he was looking for, the sculpture. The world lost a great sculptor and painter, but gained Tzaddik, who was married and had beautiful children. His children are B'nai Torah. The world gained an infinite sculpture. That's the Odom. The Odom is called Adomo. This is Odom Lo'omo Yulod. A man is made to express himself. Now, if you think that life is to be taken easy, you're missing the whole idea of an Odom. You're not an Odom. You don't deserve to be called Adomo. Where people bless each other when they walk by, they say, "Don't work too hard." And missing what humanity is all about. What do you mean don't work too hard? A man is made to work. I can't work with my mind. Let me work with my body. Let me express myself. Let me build something. Let me do something. And we all know that when someone doesn't do anything, it's the worst thing. A person falls apart. His body falls apart. His mind falls apart when he's not active. That's why. Why do old people go to Florida and play shuffleboard? Because they have nothing to do. Ziknei amei ha'oretz, da'aitam mitapeshes aleihem. Their mind gets more foolish. Ziknei talmid ha'chomim, da'aitam, Russian, da'aitam, da'beres aleihem. The old talmid chochem is das gets stronger the older he gets. There's more chochem, he understands more, has more experience, has more yediyas. He can understand things more deeply, the old Talmud Chacham. He's happier. He's more fulfilled. But the Amoretz, never was able to bring about that simcha of the creativity of making himself into a sculpture. That Amoretz only satisfaction he had in his life was building, or maybe if he's a higher level Amoretz, he was playing music or art. But now that he can't work anymore, he can't build his cabinets, can't do his woodwork, it gave him such satisfaction, and that he doesn't have the eyes to do it, or the hands to engage in art. He has nothing left. His das becomes more stupid and more foolish because he's not a human anymore. A human being is someone whose mind is used for omo, for expression, for doing. Odom la'omo yumo, that's why a person is created. Ziknei talmidei chachomim, the older they get, the deeper they get, and the more satisfying they are, their lives are, because they understand more, and they can carry out mitzvahs better. That's Odom la'omo yulod. And again, in a culture where people bless each other, take it easy. The biggest bracha you can give to somebody is take it easy. Don't overwork yourself. That's a society that is not an Odom, is not a human society. Because an Odom is made to be an Adomo. The bracha should be successful in your work, have nachas from your work. That's how Jews give a bracha. Take it easy. Be a yeshiv bottle. Don't do anything. Go on vacation all your lifetime. Go fishing. That's Odom. That's daitim mitapeshes. Maybe fishing is creative because at least you can catch a fish. But just wasting time sitting and looking at television, playing shuffleboard, just wasting your time. That is the tragedy. Inhuman. That's an inhuman treatment of what a human being should be. And a human has to work and create and produce. Every day we have to change. We have to work on ourselves. We find a fault with ourselves. We have to work on it and try to change our habits. The Rambam says you can change a habit. If we're not nice to other people, we can be nice to people. If we're lazy, we don't get up in time because we don't want to work. We want to sleep. We have to know that we're destroying our humanity. We need to get up. We need to work. We need to do. If we don't, we're lazy and we don't want to think, we don't apply ourselves to understanding of Pshat and the Tosfos, we're destroying our humanity. The humanity is omo, is hard work, is adomo, making ourselves into adomo, creative, but creative in the sense, creativity of Torah, bringing our neshomas out into this world. That's the creativity that we need. That's what satisfies. That's what makes a person happy. The rest is an echo of that true creativity. It gives a certain amount of satisfaction. Building or expression of ideas or emotions, it gives a satisfaction, but it's not a lasting one. It's an echo of what a human being is. A human being is made Adam la'amo yulod la'amal Torah, to work in Torah, to bring out the Torah into l'maisa, Torah into his mind, to understand it, that omol, and the carrying it out of the Torah into mitzvahs, which is the omol of the goof. These are the yisod of what an Adam is. And we cannot permit ourselves to be, to because of the culture of ease and comfort, permit ourselves to be drawn into this anti-human type of life. There's a chazal that says, "Hakol moedim b'Shabbos nitna Torah." Shabbos, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Many reasons why the Torah was given on Shabbos. We were saying it could be that Shabbos nitna Torah to tell us a time when there's no melacha, when there's not melacha is osur. That's the time when the Torah was given. The Torah is meant to be the expression of a person's humanity, not through work, not through the gashmistika world, but totally the expression of ruchnis. At Shabbos nitna Torah. Our avodah before Shavuos, as we enter 2 weeks away, our avodah before Shavuos is to be omel in Torah, omel with hamelus. Hamelus, there's pashut pshat of hamelus is not giving in to laziness, the laziness of the mind, the laziness of the body, not giving in to it. That's omol. There's a tesefta that says, "B'chukosai teilechu," which Rashi of course brings you to Amelim Batera. The tesefta says, "B'chukosai teilechu, yetihu chizrim Batera." Yesh b'chazer Torah. After chazer, what you learn. The Chazanish says in one of his letters, I think, that the Ikar HaMelus, he probably took of this after, the Ikar HaMelus of an Odom is Chazorah, and Torah is Chazorah. Chazorah is the hardest thing to do. Everybody likes to learn something new, and Chazorah, you feel you're not doing anything new, you're not accomplishing. You think that you're not creative when you learn something old. But the emerson is, that's the true HaMelus, but Torah is Chazorah. It's forcing yourself not to be lazy, to go over, that you don't lose what you learn, to remember what you learn. You have to make yourself time to chazer whatever you learn. Every Gemara has to be learned at least 4 times. Not at the same moment, not the same day. Over a period of time, you have to learn at least 4 times. That's the Amelus Bater. The Ika Amelus is the Amelus Kipshutai. Amelus Kipshutai means not giving in to laziness. Being yogia about Torah. Torah is nikin be yogia, yogata matzoso, yogata matzoso tamin. Every yegiyah brings a result of matzoso. A person that doesn't find something after yegiyah, don't believe him. If someone tells you, I found it after yegiyah, you never can get something without yegiyah. Someone told me that he was once, he asked the Briska Rav Akasha. Briskov told him a beautiful teretz. His son is spoiled from the teretz. Briskov told him, Mistumba, what I'm saying is not emes. He says, why? He said, because I said it without yigiyah.
Yeah.
He just answered him on the spot, without yigiyah. But emes at teretz has to come with yigiyah. Lo yogato matzos al timing. It couldn't be that the teretz is emes if it came without yigiyah. Sometimes a Godel can answer you right away because he was yegiyah in the past. He cleared it up in the past. But here, the Rizkorov said, Vibaltai said this teretz without yegiyah, it can't be emes. That's how the Rizkorov was shekel. His own yediyah hatera, everything he wrote is with yegiyah. Yegiyah is hard work, not giving in to laziness. Doesn't mean just staying up late. That's not yegiyah. Yegiyah is during the day, not to be lazy. Lazy in thought, to be emes, to be made out of emes, that's yigiyah. Now this is the time before Gevuas that we have to be mischazik in omol atera. Omol atera and omol means in midas toives and diktuk ha-mitzvahs. That's all part of omol. That's what the Malachi Ashores, we're convinced that the Torah should be given to an Odom, because an Odom can be an Omel. He can bring out his potential into a Maise in this physical existence.